Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Thursday, April 18th. Coming up on today's show, we'll get into the surf report and the weather outlook. Then we'll jump into some local news and a few interesting happenings in business, science, and entertainment. But first, you'll be interested to know, 249 years ago, today in 1775, was the midnight ride of Paul Revere. Revere, a renowned silversmith, is better remembered as a folk hero of the American Revolution, who this night in 1775 made a dramatic ride on horseback to warn Boston-area residents of an imminent attack by British troops. So now you know. And now you know what time it is. It's time for the surf report. Mostly clean conditions are expected early mornings with light and variable wind. South-southwest swell peaks this morning with widespread waist to chest and shoulder-high waves. Decent summer breaks in South County San Diego will be head-high, with select focal points pushing 1 to 2 feet overhead. Thursday at Tourmaline and South San Diego. It's looking good and clean at 4 to 5 feet until 1. Then mostly fair until sunset. Best time to ride is at 7 a.m. with a 4-foot high tide, when the southwest swell is 3 feet at 16 seconds and the onshore wind is just about zero. The first high tide Thursday will be 4 feet at 6:30 a.m. with a 0-foot low tide just after 1:30. The nearshore buoy at Scripps in La Jolla reads 63 degrees for the water temperature. Checking out the weather in the San Diego area. This morning it's cloudy and feels like 56 degrees with no wind. The sunset will take place at 7:21. And it will rise again tomorrow at 6:13. It looks like we're in for some patchy fog before 11 a.m., then gradually becoming mostly sunny with a high near 70 and wind of 5 to 10 mile per hour. Tonight, patchy fog after 11, otherwise mostly cloudy with a low around 54. Looking ahead in the weather, Friday will be partly sunny, with a high near 68 degrees after morning fog clears. Patchy fog returns overnight, with increasing clouds and a low around 54. Saturday starts foggy, then turns partly sunny, with a high near 69. Sunday will be mostly sunny and warmer, with a high near 71. Monday will be partly sunny, with a high near 68. Patchy fog is possible Monday night and Tuesday morning with mostly cloudy skies and a high near 65 on Tuesday. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, Disney's Disneyland Resort expansion has just been greenlit by the Anaheim City Council, initiating a new 40-year developmental blueprint for Disney's theme parks in Southern California. This ambitious plan is projected to generate up to 4,500 construction jobs annually during its development phase, with an additional 27,000 theme park-related positions expected over the next few decades. The expansion includes a $2 billion investment from Disney, which will introduce new attractions, lodging, and retail opportunities, aiming to transform the current Disneyland into a more integrated resort. This proposal aligns with Disney's strategy to bolster its park experiences as a counterbalance to fluctuating performances in other business areas, like its streaming service. Now on to sports. In an unforgettable clash, the Washington Capitals clinched their playoff spot by defeating the Philadelphia Flyers 2-1, thanks to TJ Oshie's last-minute empty net goal. This came after Flyers coach John Tortorella made the bold move to pull his goalie for an extra attacker in a tied game, a strategy that backfired when the Capitals seized the opportunity. Unbeknownst to Tortorella, the Flyers had already been eliminated from playoff contention due to a Detroit goal scored minutes earlier. The Capitals, who have overcome a challenging season, including a significant losing streak, now prepare to face the President's Trophy-winning New York Rangers in what promises to be a thrilling first-round playoff series. Last night in local sports, the Padres on the road beat the Brewers 1-0. Tonight, the Kings are at home to take on the Blackhawks. In top news, in San Francisco, seven Waymo robo-taxis inadvertently blocked traffic leading to the highway. This incident highlights challenges faced as autonomous vehicles integrate into urban environments. Although Waymo is approved to operate without human drivers on freeways, it currently tests with humans on board. The disruption, which lasted about 30 minutes, ended with Waymo's roadside assistance resolving the situation. This event underscores ongoing issues with robo-taxi deployments in city settings, similar to difficulties experienced by GM's crews. Local officials are concerned about access during blockages and the inability to issue traffic citations to driverless cars. In business news, Bitcoin is on the brink of a pivotal halving event expected to occur on April 19th or 20th, which could significantly impact its price. This halving will cut the reward for mining new Bitcoins in half, a mechanism designed to control inflation and increase scarcity. Historically, such events have led to a surge in Bitcoin's price due to increased scarcity and heightened investor interest. However, the effect of the halving on Bitcoin's price isn't guaranteed, as external economic factors and market sentiment also play crucial roles. This year's context is unique, with Bitcoin having peaked at $70,000 before the halving, influenced by the introduction of Bitcoin ETFs and varying investor strategies. The upcoming halving will also have profound implications for miners, potentially leading to industry consolidation as rewards diminish. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just under $62,000. Ethereum is at $3,000. And Solana is $135. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates. With several locations in the San Diego area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. A groundbreaking study published in Nature Neuroscience reveals how different brainwaves, crucial for cognitive functions, originate from specific layers of the brain's cortex. Researchers have discovered that the cortex's outer layers predominantly produce rapid gamma waves associated with processing sensory inputs. Conversely, the deeper layers generate slower alpha and beta waves, which manage how the brain utilizes this sensory data. This pattern was consistently observed across various species and cortical regions, suggesting a fundamental aspect of brain function. This insight could lead to new approaches in treating neuropsychiatric disorders, where imbalances in these brainwaves play a role. For example, schizophrenia is associated with reduced gamma wave activity, potentially linked to specific cells in the cortex's outer layers. This finding opens the door to targeted studies and therapies aimed at addressing such imbalances. And in entertainment news, NBC Universal is set to transform how the Olympics are broadcasted with the upcoming Paris Games. Recognizing the need to adapt to a diverse and fragmented media landscape, NBC Universal aims to captivate a wider audience by infusing the coverage with celebrity appearances and varied programming. The traditional primetime broadcast will be revamped into a dynamic variety show featuring stars like Peyton Manning, Snoop Dogg, and Kelly Clarkson, alongside live streaming of every event on Peacock. This strategic shift is designed to enhance viewer engagement and capitalize on the cultural appeal of Paris, aiming to reinvigorate interest in the Olympics and maximize their substantial investment. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from Angela Bassett. And the Golden Globe-winning actress said, "It's important to surround yourself with good people, interesting people, young people, and young ideas. Go places, learn new stuff. Look at the world with wonder. Don't be tired about it." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.